Krishna Book Canto 19, The Solar Eclipse at Kurukshetra, Chapter 83, Scene 1, Yudhisthira Glorifies Krishna. There were many visitors who came to see Krishna, and among them were the Pandavas, headed by King Yudhisthira. After talking with the gopis and bestowing upon them the greatest of benedictions, Lord Krishna came to welcome King Yudhisthira and other relatives who had come to see him. Krishna first of all inquired from them whether their situation was auspicious. Actually, there is no question of ill fortune for anyone who sees the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and yet, when Lord Krishna, as a matter of etiquette, inquired from King Yudhisthira about his welfare, the king became very happy by such a reception and began to address Lord Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, great personalities and devotees who are in full Krishna consciousness always think of your lotus feet and thus remain fully satisfied by drinking the nectar of transcendental bliss. The nectar which they constantly drink sometimes comes out of their mouths and is sprinkled upon others as the narration of your transcendental activities. This nectar, coming from the mouth of a devotee, is so powerful that if one is fortunate enough to have the opportunity to drink it, he or she immediately becomes freed from the continuous journey of birth and death. Our material existence is caused by our forgetfulness of your personality. But fortunately, the darkness of forgetfulness is immediately dissipated if one is privileged to hear about your glories. Therefore, my dear Lord Krishna, where is the possibility of ill fortune for one who is constantly engaged in hearing your glorious activities? Since we are fully surrendered unto you and have no other shelter than your lotus feet, we are always confident of our good fortune. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the ocean of unlimited knowledge and transcendental bliss. The result of the action of mental concoction is to exist in the three temporary phases of material life, known as wakefulness, sleep, and deep sleep. But these conditions cannot exist in Krishna consciousness. All such reactions are invalidated by the practice of Krishna consciousness. You are the ultimate destination of all liberated persons. Out of your independent will only, you have descended upon this earth by the use of your own internal potency, Yoga Maya. And in order to re-establish the Vedic principles of life, you have appeared just like an ordinary human being. And since you are the Supreme Person, therefore, there cannot be any ill luck for one who has fully surrendered unto you. Thus ends Chapter 83, Scene 1. Yudhisthira Glorifies Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. The words Gurur Gati are usually translated as spiritual master and goal. But here, Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti, however, points out an additional meaning. While Lord Krishna is the goal for all sadhus in general, for the gopis specifically, Krishna is that goal which is guru or predominant in the sense of completely eclipsing the significance of all other possible goals. Gopinath, mama nivedana shuna, vishai durjana, sadakamarata, kichunahi mora guna. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Lord of the Gopis, please hear my request, for I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess, O Gopinath.